News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, just getting organized here. Welcome to the program. We should be organized, I don't know, by end of the show Tuesday, something like that. We just sort of do what we do best, and we hope it comes out quite nice. And we're here for you, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, standing by. Bucket Strategy Investing, your source for the best in retirement information, the best in money information, the best in, investing information, although we don't give specific investing advice like buy this stock, sell it, whatever. We do give you some overall guidance as far as investing and some of our the key indicators that we look at. And when I say we, Professor Plum, I really mean Mark Scalzo. We're going to have him back again, perhaps this hour, or if not this hour, next hour. Again, I don't want to promise he's going to be here because he does have he does have work to do outside of this. But I was going to ask him a couple of things, not the least of which is going to have to do with how you value a stock. I don't mean, we're going to tell you here are the fundamentals that you necessarily should be looking for, but how does one who is in charge of a portfolio value a stock? So we'll try to talk about that with Mark coming up. Now, in the meantime, Professor Plum and I have some strategy discussions, and this is going to have to do with the idea that perhaps a fixed index annuity could have a place in your portfolio. Shock, Professor Plum, total shock from some people out there who still believe that annuities have absolutely no place in anyone's portfolio, no how, no way.
It's bonds, cash, and stock. That's all I need.
Stocks, bonds, cash. That's all you need. Why? Well, according to some managers, it's because that's all I can manage. Although they aren't going to tell you that. But fixed index annuities, first of all, we'll tell you what they are. I don't know, do we get into why they keep getting a bad rap? Because we've talked about this before.
We can. And some of it's deserved, some of it's not. So,
some of it's deserved, not necessarily for the product.
It's the hype and the sales.
Exactly. So, the product itself has, by some, been given a bad rap. On the other side, the product has, by some, been given glowing reviews and recommendations that it doesn't deserve. So where does the answer fit? Well, somewhere in the middle. And by the way, where might it fit in your portfolio? And with the idea that interest rates are going to start going up, and I think they have already, what are you going to do with your bonds? If you buy a bond today, is it going to be worth less tomorrow? What do you do with the bonds in your portfolio? Did you get them when the interest rates were lower than they are now? Do you need an alternative, potentially, to bonds? Well, we'll talk about that with Professor Plum. All right, now, lines are open for you. We also talk to you personally about whatever's on your mind. 877-PLANNER, that's our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Emails, send them to us here in the studio, wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. You'll see a link that says Find Your Answer. We will give you the answer, but you got to email us here on the program, right there at our website. You can also speak with Professor Plum off the air. I will give you that opportunity, not just Professor Plum, but any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. 800-644-1150. Mark that number down. Keep it right there on number one on your speed dial, because you never know. An advisor may come in handy, especially as you're about to retire. talk to the folks at Lucia Capital Group. They'll put a plan together for you. They'll put a strategy together for you based on your needs and your goals. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. And by the way, we're just what? Is it 3 days away? Where are we here? You've got just a little bit of time left to sign up for the first of this series of Professor Plum's one-on-one. Technically, it's not one-on-one, Professor Plum, because you will, in Phoenix this week, this Thursday, be there with a local advisor, Chris Lloyd. What a team that is there, Professor Plum and Chris Lloyd. And then, of course, you folks that want to join Professor can do so. You can sign up. I don't know that... I'll tell you what, if there, for some reason, there isn't a slot left for the one-on-one where you actually meet face-to-face, Professor Plum will do this over video conference for you folks in Phoenix, I am told. Is that still... That still holds?
Oh, that still holds, yes. And these aren't about, you know, coming in and asking a question. This is about strategy. This is about getting your strategy straightened out for retirement. We can answer questions on the phone, but strategy takes a little more in-depth discussion and trying to get our arms around the entire picture rather than just, should I take my Social Security at 62 or 67? You know, those can be handled a little bit more over the phone, but you know, strategy takes more time.
Absolutely. It's a good point, and I want to hammer this home because we've had some people call who just say, well, you know, I have a couple of questions I can ask. That's fine. You can ask those questions, as the professor said, over the phone. But these are actual real strategy sessions with a real actual advisor, actually two in each one of these cities. Phoenix this Thursday. And then the following Thursday, San Jose, California. That's October 26th. A couple of slots still open in San Jose, going between like 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. So grab your reserve your spot now. Houston, Texas, as Richard Cook, local advisor in Houston, Texas, will join Professor Plum on Thursday, November 2nd. So Phoenix, San Jose, and Houston, those are the next three. These are real, live, actual planning strategy sessions. It's the real deal, folks. And you sign up. They will contact you, and they will ask you for some of the information that they'll need ahead of time so that you can hit the ground running and actually get at least the start of a plan together. I don't know if you can put an entire plan necessarily, Professor Plum, in an hour. Maybe you can.
Depends on how complicated. In many cases, we can.
But you can, but in some cases, you know, the idea is that potentially you will have a nice working relationship with an advisor. We hope it's Professor Plum, but at least you'll know how it works with an advisor. So again, you can go to wealthed.com to sign up there, wealthed.com. Okay, we will remind you again, of course, as we always do. I mentioned fixed index annuities, Professor Plum. First of all, before we get into the either overhyped nature of these or the bad rap that they've gotten, both of which we can dispel, or at least debunk. Fixed index annuities. Just quickly, what are they?
Well, a fixed index annuity, sometimes formally referred to as equity index annuities, but the industry's tried to get away from that because it's not an equity. It's not actually buying into any type of security. A fixed index annuity is a subset of a fixed annuity. A fixed annuity is a contract, a product issued by an insurance company that has a guarantee of principal. You cannot lose money due to any kind of market condition that pays interest. Now, if you are going to take your money out too soon, there could be what they call a substantial penalty for early withdrawal, a contingent deferred sales charge, a surrender charge, a nice little slap on the wrist if you take more than the prescribed amount out on any given year. But that's the only way to lose money in these, other than, you know, as long as you stay with a good insurance company. It's very, in some respects, they're kind of similar to CDs in that. If you were to buy a 3-year CD, the CD is going to pay you X percent each year for 3 years. If you buy a 3-year, 5-year, 7-year, 10-year fixed annuity, you're going to earn, you can, in a multi-year guaranteed fixed annuity contract, a predetermined set interest rate for that period of time. If you buy one of these multi-year guarantee fixed annuities, their interest rate is set at the time of issue. It doesn't go any higher, it doesn't go any lower until that predetermined time period is over, and then they reset the rate. Sounds like a CD. The difference is CDs are FDIC insured. They're issued by the banks. Annuities are issued by insurance companies. They are not FDIC insured. You are investing in the general account, basically, of the insurance company, and the insurance company is paying you interest. That generally creates a little bit higher interest. Now, that's a fixed annuity. A fixed index annuity is basically the same thing, except for one difference. The interest rate that they're going to pay you is not determined at issue. The formula for determining what interest rate they're going to pay you at the end of any contract year or any specific period of time is identified at the beginning of the contract. But the formula says that you're going to earn an interest rate based on this mathematical progression. You won't know exactly what you're going to earn in interest until the end of the time period. But the principal is still guaranteed. You still have that guarantee of principal. And what they do is there's lots of different ways for calculating the index strategy or whatever it is. You are looking to an index, most commonly the S&P 500, although there are others. And they say from this contract date to this contract date, usually a one-year time segment. The most common is what they call a point-to-point strategy, where it just says, okay, what is the index the day you get into it? And let's say that you used an index that had a value of 1,000. On the measuring date that you get into it. It's not a January through December time horizon. It's your contract anniversary. I get into it today, the index is 1,000. It doesn't matter where the index is until a year from today. A year from today, they look at the index again. Is it higher or lower? If it's higher, they calculate what rate of return, what increase there was in that index. And then they give you an interest rate equal to that index or interest rate increase, subject to some kind of qualifier,
right?
A cap, a spread, there's different things. It'll be some formula, and the formula is the important part.
And if it's lower, well, there's downside protection. Okay, we're going to come back with more. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Starting a business can be tough. But getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Of strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Brain Trust standing by. Here for you every day at this time, talking to you about saving, about investing, about buckets, about strategy. Getting into this whole thing now, I don't want to get too technical on the fixed index annuities, Professor Plum. I mean,
we were talking about what they can achieve if the index is positive. You can achieve an interest rate payment to your guaranteed account. You can, and how they do that is very much determined by the strategy. It's either point to point or some kind of averaging, but there's something in the formula that will take the true return of the index over that 1 year, whatever period of time that you're dealing with, and modify it to some degree.
Yeah, so if you look at the S&P and the S&P does 12% over that given time period, whatever it happens to be, they're going to take that 12%. They're not going to credit your account with 12%. Unlikely.
No, they're not. But they're going to look at it, and there's going to be some modifying effect on it.
They're going to add that 12% to this formula that they use to calculate how much of an interest rate they're going to give you. More than likely, it's going to be something less.
In today's world, the cleanest ones to understand, the point-to-points, you're probably getting 5.5-ish out of that return for a year. Your cap, you get all the upside up to a cap of, give or take, 5.5-ish. Now, that's not the only way to look at it. There's also, some of them have participation rates where they say, we'll give you 50%, 60% of whatever the market does. No cap. So if the market does do 20%, we give you 60%, you'd earn 12. You know, it could happen. Participation rates are in the 50, 40% range right now.
But are you still protected on the downside? Because if the market went down, you know, down 10%.
It's a fixed annuity.
Yes.
It's a fixed index annuity. You are not in the security. You are not buying into an index. You're not buying into anything except for the bank, the insurance company's general account, and they're going to pay you interest.
If the index is zero or negative, you're just going to get a zero. Right, you're going to get nothing for that year, which is better than getting negative.
You don't lose anything.
No.
Now, index annuities, fixed index annuities, deferred annuities, whether it's a fixed annuity, fixed index annuity, or even a variable annuity for that matter, the idea of a deferred annuity, they're not income generating accounts. They're supposed to be pseudo growth accounts, either growth like in the form of actually buying certain securities like sub accounts than a variable annuity, or growth like you would get from a CD in a fixed annuity or somewhere in between. But they're designed not to take any money out. That's only done by adding a rider to it, a rider that says, you can start taking money out of these, and if your cash value goes to zero, we'll continue to pay.
Yes.
But that's the rider's function. That's not the contract itself. The contract is designed to do one thing, and that is pay some interest in a fixed index annuity. It's designed to pay something better than what hopefully you can get from a CD, although there's no guarantee because you have a floor of zero. So your rate of return on any given year, like I mentioned before, on a 6, 7, 8 year type time horizon, you could go anywhere from 0 to 5.5. Now, the reality is the stock market, the index that we're dealing with, typically, not guaranteed, is up, what, 4 or 5 years, four out of 5 years, you know, 5 out of 7 years, something like that. So it's likely that you're going to have 1 or 2 zeros in that period of time. And if we were to get a couple of years of 5, 5.5%, you know, let's say it's a 7-year contract. You get 5.5 for 5 years and 0 for 2 years. You've got like a 26% growth over 7 years. That's about a 4%. You expect about a 3.5 to 4% rate of return on a 5-year. The longer you go, hopefully you'll get a little bit more.
And the reason you buy something like that, Professor Plum, is not for the income that it provides, because it's not going to provide, you know, much, but you're buying it because you don't like, perhaps, money markets. You don't like, perhaps, what interest rate CDs are paying over
that period.
Why
are you most people right now, you know, you're somebody in their 50s, somebody in their 60s, why do they buy bonds in their portfolio? Are they buying bonds in their portfolio to create an income stream? For the most part that I've seen, most people buy bonds in their portfolio as part of a balanced portfolio to help reduce risk, not necessarily to drive income. So they're not buying bonds and living off the interest like maybe we did or grandparents did 20, 30, 40 years ago. We're buying them as a diversification technique. We're buying them as a, hopefully, a safety portion of our portfolio that if the market goes down, or I should say when, we just don't know when, that portion of the portfolio won't go down as much. And so we're looking, what are we expecting to get out of a bond portfolio right now? Short duration, which is very low risk, not no risk, but very low risk, you're getting less than 1%. Not all that different from CDs, for that matter. With longer maturities, longer durations, you might be getting 4 or 5%, but there's certain risks to that potential return because of interest rate movements. For some people who would rather not face the uncertainty of the bond market, not look at the fact that, well, I might be earning 4 or 5% if interest rates on long-term investment or long-term bonds change 1%, I could go 0 or negative return for the year. A fixed index annuity is a very reasonable potential alternative when you have the time horizon available. So we're looking at, you know, a long-term bond that may have a 15, 20-year average maturity getting you a 4 or 5% rate of return. You can shorten, so you could go out and buy the individual bond. You could buy a series of individual bonds, not a mutual fund, because you can't guarantee, and hold it to maturity. Well, you're going to get 4 or 5%. Holding it to maturity over a 15 or 20 year period of time. Why not shorten that holding period, expect to get a 4% rate of return or so over a 7 year period of time, and have absolutely no risk to principal, and be able to get out of it sooner if interest rates go up and reinvest. So fixed index annuities, they're not for day one. They're not even for the shorter side of your life. They're for 5 to 10 maximum year periods of time. Now you can, you know, roll them as you go, but 7 years seems to be a pretty good time horizon.
So is this a bucket two, would you say?
This is a bucket two. This is a intermediate term investment for somebody who likes the idea of principal protection, does not want to worry about seeing negative numbers ever during that period of time like they might out of a bond portfolio, that they might see very big negative numbers out of a stock portfolio. They're trying to get that little bit better rate of return than they could on other. In this respect, it's a bond alternative from a diversification standpoint. Now, it's not an income generator, as I mentioned before. Yes, you could take the interest from it each year. So in the year like 2016, if you happened to be in it January to December, you capped out, you got your 5 or 6%, you could take that interest as a payment. But in a year like 2015, your interest was basically zero.
Yeah.
So it's not a good, stable income generator. But that's not what they were designed to do. The riders, which you have to pay for, and we'll get to that, they do create income strategies. But you're still using your own money at first. Now, there are lots of ways to create index annuities. I mentioned that there's strategies. There's formulas, and the formulas usually have some kind of modifier to limit the overall exposure to the interest rate market. A spread rate, a cap rate, a participation rate. There are some annuities, the index annuities, that will say, we don't have spread rates, we don't have cap rates, and our participation rate is guaranteed at 100. So that would make you feel like, wow.
Wow, I could get
4% I have more modifiers. I can do whatever the index does. Nothing getting taken away from me. You really think it's that easy?
It isn't that easy. I got to take a break. All right. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this group, Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to WealthEd.com, as in wealth education, WealthEd.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to SSA.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We've got some people on hold, so we'll take care of your calls now. Just very quickly here, before the break, Professor Plum, or do you want to save that?
Well, it's very quick. We're talking about the crediting rates for fixed index annuities and how they can get away with saying there's no cap rate, there's no participation rate, there's no spread rate. You get 100% of whatever our index does. Now, their index, and they'll show you historical returns for their index going back, the longer the better for them, because they use a very high component of bonds in it, which have, in the historical terms, done very well. But going forward, we don't expect them to do anywhere near as well. So there's something within that index. It's usually some type of a balanced, you know, index or some kind of volatility-controlled index. Well, you don't want that. That the index itself is putting, I saw one that had 60% of the money in short duration bonds. Well, that's kind of like a participation rate. That means that only 40% of the money was in the actual, you know, earning an interest rate based on the movement of an index, of a stock market index. The other one was going to earn less than 1%. So just understand that these products are designed to do 3, 4, maybe 5% over their holding period.
Yeah.
And that's perfect for what they were designed to do. They work really well when you put that type of an assumption into your portfolio and understand what it's designed to do. They are not a security. They are not going to give you 15% rates of return last year like the market did.
No, it's not going to happen. Risk. Just understand what it is you're buying. Okay, we'll talk more about these because I know the rap in them has been on fees and all that stuff. Well, fees inside of a fixed annuity, Professor Plum?
In a fixed annuity, even a fixed index annuity, without any riders, there are no fees for the majority of them. Now, every once in a while, there's one that throws a fee in. So I'm not going to say it across the board, but generally, there are no fees.
Right.
And, just and like how much are the fees in a CD?
Yeah, so that argument is really bogus. All right, 877-PLANNER, let's get next to Dave in Houston, Texas. Hello, Dave.
Hey, got a quick question for you.
All right.
I think it'll be quick. Hey, can you take, when it comes time for a required minimum distribution, You take the distribution, reinvest it into a Roth account, and then can you take that Roth account and then make that become a tax a non-tax event when you take it out of the Roth?
Well, technically, no. The answer is definitely no. The Roth, you know, conversion type idea, moving money from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, is allowed for any money in an IRA, with the exception of the amount equal to the required minimum distribution. So your required minimum distribution has to come out. Now, once it's come out, or during the year that you have a required minimum distribution, if you're still working and you want to contribute money to a Roth IRA, there is no age limit for contributing to a Roth IRA. There's only income. You have to have earned income, and you have to have less than certain amounts of adjusted gross income. But if you fall into the category that says, I'm still working and I'm under the AGI threshold, I can contribute money to my Roth IRA, $6,500 at that age. It doesn't matter where the money came from to contribute. I could be making, you know, $10,000 a year part-time, and I spend every penny of that somewhere else, and I take $6,500 out of my bank account and put it into a Roth IRA. That works fine. So if you're working and you're within the limits, you can contribute. Where the money came from, the fact that you took a $6,000 required minimum distribution from your $150,000 IRA, put it in your checking account, then turned around and wrote a check for $6,000 into your Roth IRA, those are two separate completely independent events. But it sure felt like I was using my traditional IRA to fund my Roth IRA. But the traditional, the RMD is not allowed to go if, you know, that has to come out.
The effect is the same.
If you're working.
The net effect is the same now, if you're working.
Dave, are you working?
Well, I don't plan on working at that time.
Right. So the answer
right
is
now,
back.
But,
I'll go back to the original answer. No. Can't do it.
No, yeah, I would plan on not working at that time.
Yeah, you cannot roll the amount equal to the required minimum distribution from a IRA, 401k, any kind of retirement plan that has a RMD into a Roth IRA. If you do that and that's okay. The only distribution you took from your IRAs that year, that'll be considered an excess contribution to your Roth IRA, which then will be penalized every year that the money stays in there.
Yeah.
Oh. Bad plan.
Nice idea.
Well, just make sure you earn enough to put in whatever the max contribution is for you on the Roth IRA, and then you'll be covered.
Now, if you like the investment that your IRA is holding right now, and you don't want to sell it, but you need to satisfy a required minimum distribution, you can just re-register the title of that asset or that number of shares or that number of units of the bond or whatever it is, and change it from your traditional IRA to your personal brokerage account without ever selling it. You can just hold on to it, move it from account A, which is your IRA, to account B, which is your brokerage. It's a taxable event, but you still own the same investment. You can do that, but it's not a Roth IRA.
Okay. All right, well, that helps me out then.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate that. We do get that question from time to time.
For a lot of people, it does feel like they're converting their traditional IRA required minimum distribution to a Roth. But it is two separate, totally different, separate events. There's the RMD, okay? And then there's a contribution if you're still working to a Roth IRA. I have never seen it where the numbers are exact, where the RMD is exactly $6,500, and I made an exact RMD contribution, or not RMD, new contribution to a Roth IRA because I was working and under the AGI limits of $6,500.
Well.
But, you know, like I said, maybe I've got an IRA that's about $160,000.
It's about what it would be at a certain age.
For a 71-year-old, that's about,
first time.
Give or take, that's about your RMD.
But you have to have had $6,500 worth of W-2 or net self-employment income, Schedule C income, to justify it.
Without that, it's just a penalized excess contribution.
Yeah, but again, the net effect is the same. Money came out of your IRA or whatever. Exact amount wound up in your Roth IRA, maybe even the same day, I don't know, but it's two separate transactions. It's like I can get paid, I can get paid and have it direct deposited into my checking account. But if tomorrow they outlawed direct deposit for whatever reason, I would simply take the check personally and then walk it down to the bank and put it in. The net effect was the same, but there was that middle step where I had to take the check, sign it, and bring it to the bank.
Back in the old days, we had to wait for our check or actually go into the facility, the building, the office, wherever, pick up our checks, get it out of the mail, whatever it was, go down to the bank account and deposit it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could write checks to spend it. So, younger people are like, oh my gosh, how difficult was that? Now it just automatically shows up as a balance in our bank account, and we just use this little card thing, and we put in a PIN number, and
you get so used to it. Just this morning, my wife wrote, she doesn't pay the bills, but she had a copay she had to write for a doctor, $25. Well, they sent her a bill in the mail, and it had a little envelope with a return thing on it. It said, make check payable to X and such. And so she actually wrote a check this morning, and we were both really worried about it because we said, heck, how are we going to remember to pay this stupid thing? It's not due for a month, but she just wrote a check. And I said, when was the last time we wrote a check?
I get the bills for my copay in the mail, but I pay them online because it says, you can write us a check, make check payable to XYZ, or you can go to suchandsuchbillpay.com
and put in
your account number and be done with it.
This morning, I didn't see that option there. It just sent us an envelope, and I felt obliged when they send us the envelope to pay it. But as the last time I wrote a check, I couldn't tell you to pay the bills. It's that's how long
one,
it's been.
I wrote one recently, and I can't remember why, but it was like giving it back. I think I was writing it for cash. I was trying to withdraw, you know, more than the ATM would let me have, and so I wrote it out and I gave it to the teller, and I was like, "Can you make sure I did this right?" It's been a while since I wrote these. Now I am glad that we can pay online to the state DMV that we live in, because I used to write checks to the DMV, but
I think they lose
them on purpose just so you have to pay the extra fee. I think it's revenue enhancement for the
well,
state
it,
we live
it
in.
Very well could be. Now we get instant
I've
notification
got
print that we
out
made
verification the, that my
yes.
bill was paid.
I was hoping that I could just pay it with a card. You know, I could at least get 25 miles out of this thing, which is. What would that be? 25 cents, I think, toward a ticket?
I don't know.
But it's something.
It's 25 cents you didn't have before.
That's it. That's all it is. Okay. What was this discussion leading to? Well, anyway, we're going to go back. We've got to take a break here, but we're going to go back to the whole idea of the fixed index annuities. And we were talking about the fact that Professor Plum, for the most part, I would say for the vast majority, there are no fees.
No,
in these fixed index annuities.
Just like there's no fees in a CD, there's no fees in the fixed annuities, there's generally no fees for the contract. Now, there may be fees for riders.
Yes, and we haven't talked about those, and we can. But as an alternative to, say, bonds, or perhaps an alternative to CDs?
Alternative to CD, alternative to bonds where you're using it as diversification,
not
the
for income?
Stream, they, I think they work very well in that particular arena.
They can, for many people. You just have to be the right type of person. Okay, we're going to take a break, talk more. 877-PLANNER. Get on board. We got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Fuchsia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Fuchsia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Fuchsia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Strategy Investing here, not just till the top of the hour, but another hour just ahead in many cities across the country. If you don't get the show where you are, and I mean by that don't receive the show, where your radio station or TV station doesn't carry it, well, you can always find us online at wealthed.com, wealthed.com, and you can watch our show right there. Also, I want to remind folks that at wealthed.com, that's where you can go to sign up for these one-on-ones. Now, Phoenix is happening this Thursday, and I know I'll remind our Phoenix listeners here at the top of the hour, a little after the top of the hour, because that's when they're going to join us. So you will be in Phoenix, Scottsdale, whatever, this Thursday, Professor Plum, all day. But also San Jose and Houston, Texas after that. So San Jose, California, if you're listening in San Jose, you can meet up with Professor Plum for a good better part of an hour, I would say, if you just reserve your slot. October 26th, that's a Thursday. These are all Thursdays. San Jose, California, happens October 26th. Houston, Texas, with Professor Plum and local advisor Richard Cook, that's on November 2nd. So you got San Jose and Houston coming up here. San Jose in a week, a little over a week, and Houston the week after that. And Phoenix coming up this Thursday. And we should remind people, too, that as you sign up, we're going to get in touch with you and have you, Professor Plum, fill out some necessary information ahead of time, meaning the sort of things that you would ask somebody to do in a regular planning session, because this is exactly what this is. This is a true, real, live financial planning session, more than just, hey, I got a couple of questions for you, and then we'll knock off for the day.
Right. Should I convert my $10,000 Roth or traditional IRA to a Roth IRA?
Now, that may come up during the course of it,
it
of
may
the
be
plan.
Part of it,
but the whole idea is to actually get you going on a plan, get you going. And there's no cost to doing any of this, by the way. I want to remind, I don't think I said that earlier in the hour, but there is no cost to sign up. This is a free hour with Professor Plum. Your chance to get in there, show them what you got if you got some money to invest, but you just haven't had either the time or the inclination to meet with an advisor. This is your chance to finally do that with Professor Plum. An actual strategy session, Professor.
Yep, that's the fun of it. So,
oh yeah.
You know, we'd like to know where your current situation is, you know, what is comprising, and also bring your tax returns.
Yeah,
take a look at that.
Yeah, there are just certain things they're going to ask you for that they would do on any strategy session, any planning session. And to get this stuff out of the way before the meeting actually starts is crucial because, like I said, there is a limited amount of time and somebody else is going to be right behind you with the meeting. So
Make sure you have that ready to go. They'll ask you, tell you everything you need. So sign up right now, wealthed.com, or just give them a call off the air, 800-644-1150. You can even call us right here on the show. There's a bunch of different ways to get in touch with us. Tell us you want to meet one-on-one with Professor Rick Plum and the local advisor, and they'll set you up. But again, the spots are limited. We're out of space in Las Vegas already. Seattle, which happens on November 9th, we've got a little bit of room left. San Jose has, I believe, either one or two slots available, and Houston as well. So get in there and sign up. Do it quickly because space is limited, obviously. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We were talking here about these fixed index annuities. We're going to wrap up this discussion as we approach the top of the hour. Now, Professor, you were saying, of course, that the actual fixed index annuities, without any riders on them, is not bought for income. It's
no.
bought more for, I mean, a better rate of return. It's nothing huge, but it's better than what you might expect in a CD or a money market.
Well, potentially relative to a CD, or definitely potentially to a money market, it's a lot better
mm-hmm.
potential rate of return over a specific holding period. Now, it is not for the money you're going to spend next year. It's not for short-term needs, but it's for money
right.
in 5, 6, 7, 8 years that you want to try to achieve a little bit better rate of return than what you can get even in bonds in this respect, but not take risk.
Yeah. Now, on the other side of it, if you would like to have some income, potentially, at least income that you can't outlive, you can change the character of these, Professor Plum, in such a way that you add what's called a rider, R-I-D-E-R, to this particular, call it fixed index annuity.
Well, I mentioned that fixed index annuities, are a form of deferred annuity. Put money in today, and it grows or appreciates or however moves, hopefully, forward in value to some point in the future. They're not designed for income. However, they are most widely sold today as an income generator. And the reason that they're being sold is not because of the underlying chassis, the actual vehicle that is being used to deal with this. It's a rider. There's a rider on it that says the insurance company will let you take out a certain amount of money each year on a levelized basis. So it's they have a formula, another formula that says as long as you do not exceed a distribution, exceed this number, we will continue to pay that number for the rest of your life. And where is the money coming from? At first, it's coming from your contract value. Whatever you put in, plus whatever earnings have been in there, it's coming out of that. The rider kicks in when the cash value in the deferred annuity kicks out, when it goes away, when it's done, when you've run out of money, when you've put in $100,000, and it's distributing $5,000, $6,000 a year to you, and then 18,
after 20,
20, 25 years later, there is no money left, and you're still doing well, the insurance company will continue to make that payment for as long as you live. For if you live to be 127 years old, they will continue to write that check to you, make that deposit
mm-hmm.
to your bank account every month, just like they did when you had money in the contract.
They might grumble about it, but they won't. They will keep paying you no matter what.
They are contractually obligated to continue to make that payment to you. So the idea is, every day we're being told that the biggest fear is we're going to run out of money before we run out of life, right? The money that we have is not going to last long enough. This is designed to make sure that even if you do run out of money, you continue with an income stream. Because is it the money that's the important part, or is it the income stream? Now, for some people, the money is the important part. They want to leave a large legacy to their successive heirs. But if income, for most people, income is just as important. Income while I'm still alive. And if you ask most retirees, what's more important? Continuing to have income while you're alive, or having no income but making sure your kids get, a big, inheritance? Most retirees, not all, but most retirees, they what they get. But I want to make sure, and one of the biggest things I can do for my kids is not be a burden on them. I want to make sure I have income for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Income riders on these annuities can help solve that.
They can. It just, again, it all comes down to what's right for you, what your goals are. If your goal is not to get income, you shouldn't be purchasing something that has a fee to give you income. It's that simple. Okay, we're out of time. Going to talk more next hour. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, their phones are always open for you. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to them. Get your strategy going. Another hour. It's coming up. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.